Inspired by BBC Radio 4's Shoebox of Snow, I've been asking people this week about objects they own, ordinary objects, and the memories that they attach to them that make them special. I'm talking to Sean, hello, who's just taking a drink at the moment.
Hello.
Sean, what objects would you like to tell a story about?
I've currently got my camouflage desert combat trousers, which basically these trousers, there's a number of elements to why these trousers mean so much to me. The first element really is that these trousers I wore when I was in Iraq with the armed forces in 2004, and it kind of these trousers kind of remind me of the emotions I kind of went through for that 6 month period. Yeah. Probably the highs of one of the highs of my career within the forces, and it kind of I achieved what I wanted to achieve, and it kind of closed a chapter in my life really. And after that kind of 6 months of my life, I then kind of decided to have children, etc., and I kind of retained of that purpose. The second purpose as well was these trousers. There was quite a large practical joke that I played with these trousers. When I was in Iraq, I had a team of six guys, and there was one guy, he was a young Welsh lad, he reminded me very much of myself. And we continually played practical jokes on each other. And this culminated in how it began was I was on the phone to my partner, and we had 10 minutes a week to phone, so that she was kind of keeping me on the phone and wouldn't let me go off a phone. But then I kind of had a bowel problem and I didn't make it back to the toilet in time, to which the team I was in charge of all noticed me come around the corner and put two and two together and worked out what I did. So these trousers,
was from dodgy food.
Dodgy food, yeah. And flies and being in 50 degrees of feet, etc. So what I kind of did was I was ashamed of what I did, and I couldn't really put it into the local laundry where the local women used to do a washing, because I was kind of ashamed of what I did. So I put these trousers in a black bag and put them on top of the porter cabin I was sleeping in. So I was totally ashamed.
You just threw them up there hoping they wouldn't be found.
Wouldn't be found. But I was going to wash them because we only had three sets of these trousers. And they were my favourite ones.
Oh, are you going to wash them yourself?
Well, this is how what happened. So the young Welsh lad, me and him had a bit of banter, and we continually played practical jokes on each other. He had his 2 weeks off, and he was going on for 2 weeks. So he continually was taking the mickey and saying, I'm going home, etc. So he left his porter cabin unattended. So what I did was I got the trousers, took them out of the black bag, and then placed them in the bottom of his suitcase. He then went home.
No. With these out of the black bag.
Yeah. So they've been in the black bag for about, I'd say, 6-8 weeks.
In the heat,
yes.
Oh, God.
He then came back, totally depressed after having 2 weeks at home. Had another 2 months still in Iraq. He'd been clubbing, doing whatever, seen his girlfriend, totally depressed. As he came in, he put his suitcase on the bed. I said, can I have a look in your suitcase? He said, yeah, of course you can. Opened the suitcase, and I said, thanks for cleaning my trousers. He didn't have a clue.
He didn't have a clue that they were...
Didn't have a clue they were there, because when he got home, he put his suitcase on the floor and said, Mum,
she had to wash all of them. And she didn't say a word about these trousers that they've been out in the sun. Evil.
And as soon as he found out, he said, no, not them trousers. I said, thanks. He ran to the phone to his mother, and his mother said, I didn't want to say anything, but I didn't know what happened.
Oh, no, you bastard. At least it was, imagine if it had been his girlfriend, though.
But it was his mum, so...
Yeah, so that was fine.
I've contemplated...
Yeah.
I've actually contemplated going on Simon Mayo show and...
And telling the confessions thing,
No,
it's too horrific.
So, yeah, that's the way.
Okay, thank you very much for sharing that. That's good.